Good evening and welcome. My name is Connor Borak, and tonight you'll get to hear a perspective that I found interesting about the intersection between transportation, ethnicity, and cholera in Russia in 1892. But first, I want to tell you a short story about how this came to be. I found an amazing map of the Russian rail network, written in French, which I can translate with much less difficulty than I can Russian, and I found my story almost written for me. The map was covered in rail lines, and the dates for the completion of these rail lines were right next to them. It looked to me like these trains would have been running just in time to allow a rich enough, informed enough person to make a clean escape and avoid the epidemic altogether. So, I worked for a week planning my route, gathering information about the waypoint cities, and imagining what an escape to Kamchatka might look like. My last step was to nail down the ticket prices, which proved suspiciously difficult. As it turns out, my map, the foundation to the whole project, was inaccurate. The dates given for each rail line ended up being optimistic by decades, and in one case, half a century. My dream of escape from the epidemic was ended with a splash of cold, contaminated water. Now, armed with more accurate maps, the question changes. Would it be wise or even practical for an escape to be made from Russia? I hope you'll join me and find out.